Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time they're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. To be part of the conversation, look, I mean, it's just amazing. We're turning every minute of every show everywhere is all about the coronavirus, right? And then it's all Trump's fault. We know that, too. Yeah, I'm jumping right in. If you want to know more about me and the show, head up to the realside.com. That's the realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on. But you can't seem to get away from it. And MSNBC is even trying to make the case that Donald Trump is guilty of negligent homicide. Yeah, you heard me. For the coronavirus response. Man, if that's the case, Billy Bob Clinton definitely would go to jail. And so would Oblamo. Think about their responses and some of the mass destruction, mass issues that have gone on. I don't want to call them acts of God. That's what they call them. I don't call them that. Isn't it funny that those people don't believe in God? I want to call the destruction or destruction an act of God. Well, if there isn't one, then how does that work? Just curious. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's like the leading expert in this area. He says the coronavirus test delay, not the fault of the CDC or Trump. And really, frankly, it's all those, you know, Billy Bob Clinton and the rest of them who let China get away with this for decades, and all of a sudden it's President Trump's fault. I don't get any of this. Look, I only have, you know... I barely made it out of high school, so, you know, help me figure this out, right? This is just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Chris in Virginia. Chris, what British study about Trump?
It's a British study. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a British study. I just saw it today in Gateway Pundit and read some of it. It looks like a cover-up. It looks like a cover-up study, like something that the powers could be can point back to later in the future and go, oh, look what we found. And it's what says in the article that Trump used. It's what prompted him to make the decisions that he made. You can go read it. But it's pretty crazy. And, that was it. I was just calling to tell you about that. But I love your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. What did the study say? What specifically? Give me one point that Trump did that.
All the study says is just a bunch of Brits. It's a bunch of British science epidemiologists, and it was just explaining their theory, their model that they used to calculate that 2.2 million Americans would die up to 2.2 million Americans. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I will.
It's ridiculous. It says, we assume this and we assume that.
Yeah. They've been assuming since the late 60s that we wouldn't be around anymore because of global warming, cooling, and all that.
Right. They're just scientists. But I have a little theory that may be true. I don't know. What if all this is just bull crap? And they know it is. And when it's over, Trump will look bad. Like, oh, look, Trump shut down the economy.
Yeah, I think Trump's going to come out the hero for calling them out for what they are. I think he's been calling out China. I think he's going to make it work. You watch how he's going to turn this around and stick it right back in their laps. Anyway,
I also,
Chris.
I also think this has the hand of the deep state on it, too. That's what everybody thinks, probably.
Listen, I don't doubt it. I'll explain it in a second. Anyway, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks.
Look, I think that you know, what was it Rahm Emanuel used to say? Never let a good disaster go to waste, right, or something like that. I think you have the same thing going on here to a degree. I don't know how this thing got out. I don't know how it happened. I'm not an expert in the field. But I got to tell you something. When you think about the numbers, from a scientific point of view, think about the actual numbers. They don't add up. In a science class, they would tell you go pound sand, take it somewhere else. I've been talking about this for days. Look, I'm not saying that there isn't a problem here. Maybe the Chinese or whoever let this thing loose on purpose, by accident, whatever. But what I am saying is that when you look at the number of the people, 190,000 people have tested positive. We also know that there's a lot of people haven't even been tested yet. But, you know, that goes on with pretty much every disease every year and the flu. Right, we had, 7,000 plus people, 7,400 people die from this worldwide. And you look at some of the studies, again, the numbers, they don't register as a dire global crisis. You know, you look at SARS, and a few like that, where it affected millions and millions and millions of people. People have forgotten about that, right? There's been all kinds of these kind of flus that have gone through the centuries. And we haven't seen this kind of response. We haven't seen the kind of shot. I mean, when you start shutting down sports teams, my God. Just think what you've done. For real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. 6-3. Let's go to Ed in Washington. Ed, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, I was hearing that the president and people were thinking about taking care of those people that are newly laid off because of this virus thing. And he said he'd be giving states that money. I don't want him to give any federal money to the states. What I'd like him to do is in all the unemployment offices have that money being supervised by a federal government. Yeah. And given out as unemployment insurance, but don't let the states have it because a portion of that will be used for not that reason.
Got to go, but I agree with you. You should go directly to the person. Find a way to get it directly to the person. All right, Pastor David Haig joins me in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know that song. Thomas is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do want you part of the solution.
Look, okay.
You've heard me say this a million times, but I still hear you guys doing it. Stop spewing your party or your, you know, mantra unless you got something to back it up. Don't, because you feel that way doesn't mean it is that way. Because you think something's a certain way, again, doesn't mean it is a certain way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Now, when I go through this, people think I'm poo-pooing the coronavirus. I'm not. It is a virus. It is killing people. It is hurting people. Right? I mean, never, not once have I said that's not true. But if you go strictly by the numbers, as I was saying in the first segment, the coronavirus, it doesn't register as a dire global crisis. Richard Chabas is a retired physician. He was Ontario's chief medical officer for, over 10 years. He was chief of staff at New York Central Hospital during the SARS crisis. That was in 2003. In the 3 months or so since it started, the new coronavirus and its related COVID-19 disease, which emerged in the Chinese province of Hubei. And now the numbers are more than, 110,000 cases? Well, I think, 190-some-odd thousand cases. More than, 7,100 deaths. Mostly in China. A lot in Italy. As the case numbers grow around the world, including in Canada, there are now more than, 120 cases of people become concerned that a pandemic is inevitable. But in the same 3 months, there have been about 3 million deaths in China from other causes. 14 million deaths worldwide during the same 3 months. Now, that's according to the Health Center in Canada. There have been almost 10,000 deaths in Canada from tobacco. Now, is COVID-19 a global crisis? Well, certainly. I mean, when you look at the numbers, yes. I shouldn't say it that way. When you look at what the numbers appear to show, yes. And the way it's being pushed in the media, yes. The doctor goes on to say, I learned some powerful lessons from SARS in 2003. Maybe the most important one was how important it was to focus on what was happening, what had happened, rather than what might happen. In other words, just the facts. He said, I paid close attention to the daily situation reports issued by the World Health Organization, particularly the new cases and the new deaths. I pay no attention to the various pundits and talking heads, which means he's probably not listening to this show, right? The information of who reports is not perfect for many reasons. Some are technical, some political. Deaths are a more reliable measure, but deaths, sometimes they lag weeks behind the original outbreak or the real outbreak. Who's the best information we have, right? And it's getting more complete and more reliable from people who died, people who've recovered from it. Now you have people whose bloods have antibodies in there. Now the WHO started the issue daily situation report on January 21st, 6 weeks ago, or 7 weeks ago initially. The numbers match the perceptions of new cases and new deaths, almost all from the Hubei province. Then it just took off. It increased rapidly. First week in February, the rate of the new cases peaked at about 4,000. Deaths peaked on February 13th at 254. Now, the outbreak peaked in late January, which helped slow it down, but it didn't continue growing at the rate it looked like it was going to grow at. Around the beginning of March, the number of new cases rose again because of outbreaks in South Korea, Italy, Iran. Right? If you look at what happened in Hubei for the past few weeks, the daily statistics have averaged fewer than 3,000 new cases. So again, you take this as a scientific point, from a scientific point of view, not mine, not what it appears to be, but the reality of. By the numbers, this is the incredibly shrinking pandemic when you look at how it was supposed to grow and how it ended up. I mean, we can go over and over and over again, the Ebola scare, right? Supposed to be 1 million. It was on set, that's what the computer model showed. And what happened? Hit 30,000. Not 1 million. Last I checked, 30,000 was a far, 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 far amount away from 1 million. But let's make sure that we're in understanding what I'm saying here, right? A couple of caveats here. First, far more cases are out there than are being reported, obviously. Many cases have no symptoms. People test capacity is limited. I mean, and it's true. You know, before you even get a symptom, before you have a sniffly nose or anything like that, you're on the downhill side of it. You're done with it pretty much. Right? The presumed case of fatality rate is about 0.8%. The real number is probably closer to 2 million by the time we're done. But you're already seeing major numbers in other areas that have nothing to do with this. You're not hearing about them, though. The actual rate of new cases is probably at least 10,000 a day, not the 3,000 or 4,000 we're hearing. Right? The world's a very big place. Think about that. 10,000 worldwide every day. I mean, the old joke, what is it, the pebble of sand in the ocean or on a beach? Second, the Hubei outbreak by far the largest and the kind of worst-case scenario appears to be winding, well, I wouldn't say totally winding down, because according to this writer, it is winding down, but he's right, it's flatlining. The number of deaths was comparable to an average influenza season. And no death is acceptable, don't get me wrong. The problem is that the leftists, they don't politicize any of this stuff, is totally politicizing this. It's a President Trump thing. People are dying because of President Trump, because he didn't move fast enough. But the experts don't say that at all. The experts totally say he moved fast. And it could have been a heck of a lot worse if he didn't move as quick as he did. And I guess the only plausible explanation, according to the doctor, is that COVID-19, it's just not very transmittable among humans. It doesn't jump as quickly as we thought it would, or did. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset damage from the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says It's the most far-reaching response since the financial crisis of 2008.
The president wants to put money in the economy now. This is where if there are people and small businesses that can't make payroll because their business has ceased to exist. We've told people in restaurants, don't go into restaurants. We want to make sure that those business owners have money to pay their employees. We're not going to put money in those business owners just for the sake of them keeping it, but we're going to help them with liquidity to meet their payroll.
Mnuchin adds that Americans may be getting $1,000 checks in the mail.
This is the time that hardworking Americans are impacted by government decisions. That's when the government has to step up to put money into the economy.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. Theater host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. We're having a few technical difficulties. We'll get to Pastor Haig if and when we get a chance. Otherwise, I'll bring him on later on. But, you know, part of this thing is just to understand, as Christians, as people of faith, what do you believe in? Right? Should you be running around like a chicken with your head cut off? Should you be relying on God to guide you and help you figure out what to do? I mean, seriously, just questions. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do anything, sit at the living room table and wait for him to drop manna from heaven, you know? That's not what I'm suggesting at all. But are you living in faith or are you living in fear? Which one? For me, it's that simple. And I don't make fun of those who went and, you know, packed up, stored up, did everything they were supposed to do or they felt they should have done. But, you know, share some, too, if you got some. Got people around you that maybe weren't as smart as you, don't have the guts that you have. Help them out as well. Seriously. Scientists and doctors, a few of them say, listen, if you strictly go by the numbers, the coronavirus really doesn't register as a dire situation. And one doctor in particular was around when SARS was running crazy back in 2003. Seen other things happen, you know, tens of thousands of deaths. How does this measure up? What is actually going on? What can you expect? Right? Over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, the geography of COVID has changed. Right? The global numbers have, if anything, become, well, I mean, technically, as it grows, if this is the sweeping issue that they say it is, as it grows in geography, where it's at, should the numbers also exponentially grow? Exponentially grow, not just one or two at a time. Just throwing questions at you. You answer them any way you want to. Do we have enough test kits for everybody? No, we already know that. But I don't think anybody was ready for this. Not just this, there are other things. You cannot expect a country our size to be ready for everything all the time in every way at 100%. And we've done this to ourselves. We shot ourselves in the foot by allowing China and other countries to be totally dependent on them when it comes to our medical needs, pharmaceuticals, and other things. Really, think about it. And then, you know, more cases out there being reported. And as long as you keep seeing this, as long as you're seeing these cases being reported in spurts, I don't know if you can really get a handle on this. Really don't. When COVID-19 finds a sweet spot, well, we'll say like a cruise ship. South Korea, a South Korean church, an Italian hospital. I mean, look at what happened to a senior hospital up in Washington State. It spreads and it spreads fast. The bug has a nasty night, but these are exceptions. These aren't the rule. You don't see this bug running rampant in senior citizen homes across the country. Right? I'm more concerned with what happens to our young kids, personally. The ones that are going to be out of school for a few weeks. What are we doing with them? How are we helping them? How are we making sure they get what they need? Could this COVID-19 situation change? Right, really be a true pandemic in the broader sense of the word. With millions of cases, tens of thousands of deaths every day. Of course it can. Any situation can be. Now, the writer goes on to say, I'm not preaching complacency by any stretch of the imagination. The disease is not going away anytime soon. We should expect more cases, more local outbreaks. COVID-19 still has a potential of becoming a major global health problem. And the burden may be just really a lot on the countries as a whole. But we also need to be sensible. Quarantine belongs back in the Middle Ages. Save your masks for robbing banks. Stay calm. Carry on. Let's not make our attempt. Look, our attempt to make people feel safer and better and keep it from spreading might be having the exact opposite effect. I don't know. I'm just saying. When you force people to stay in their homes, you tell them not to come out, you tell them not to do certain things, you know what they tend to do? Exactly what you asked them not to do. Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the polls. There's a lot you can do up there. You give me your money, too. You know, it's the donation button. Skip that cup of coffee, give me the $3. Some of you go to that real expensive place, skip the cup of coffee, give me $5. So in the middle of China, or the China-originated coronavirus pandemic, Senator James Lankford out of Oklahoma recently introduced a bill or legislation to diminish the Chinese Communist Party's influence on college campuses by requiring more transparency from the Confucius Institute. Now, we've done stories about this institute in the past. Very, very, very much tied, strings drawn by the Chinese government. Now, Campus Reform recently did a story, and as they reported, Confucius Institutes are funded by the Chinese Communist Party. They've been accused of, I don't know, spreading propaganda, stealing information, and research. And now some of the FBI is starting to go back looking through some of these old cases to see how this actually does tie together. How China has made the inroads they've made at these colleges. Now, according to a press release from Lankford's office, the transparency for Confucius Institute would minimize the Chinese effort to exert inappropriate influence on American university campuses through Confucius Institutes. Now, they say they represent free speech and discourage transparency. The bill would also create clearer distinctions between Confucius Institute programs and others, including Chinese history or their language, their culture, their programs. It also mandates background checks for all staff and professors, calls for Confucius Institute and university to be made public. Any agreement that they make, anything they should put everything in writing, and it should all be made public. They also would they would eliminate the Chinese assistant director position from the institutes. So it's another layer of bureaucracy you don't have to go through. The Confucius Institutes are directly funded and overseen by the Communist Party. We know this. Open information. Their suppression of human rights is legendary. Well, isn't it? Am I wrong here? And no, I'm not saying they're guilty until proven innocent. What I'm saying is there's been plenty of things that they've done they've been caught at. That, well, at least they should at least show up for trial on, or have a trial about. Really that easy. You know, I've been doing stories like this forever. People get crazy and, you know, they go, oh, come on, stop with these kind of crazy stories. But it really isn't. China's never really been our friend. What have they really been upfront about things that affect us tremendously? What makes you think they want to take the blame for this? They, you know, the president there doesn't want to look like he's made any mistakes in any reason, for any reason and in any way. We also know that's not true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's also an MIT biologist came out, let me see, earlier this month, you know, as far as the coronavirus goes, it'll go down as the biggest fraud to manipulate economies, according to the biologist. Now, whenever you talk about an MIT professor, biologist, teacher, whatever, everybody's ears perk up and go, ooh, he's from MIT. This guy will get crucified for this. You know that. On March 11th, the World Health Organization, they declared COVID-19 a global epidemic. The virus, which originated from the Wuhan, China, and has claimed over 4,000 lives, well over 4,000 lives, 100,000 infected cases. Now, some think that the panic over the coronavirus is overblown, but you know what? Might not be. Or might be. But you won't know until you come back. Joe Matheny, your host, listen to The Real Side.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You know what? That's an inappropriate song on St. Patrick's Day. 855 Road Show, 855-733-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Somebody sent me an email during the break, said, okay, stop guessing, tell me what the numbers are. All right, relax, I'll stop guessing. 197,000 plus new cases, or total confirmed cases so far in the coronavirus. Also, there's almost just shy of 8,000 deaths. Okay, 81,000 people have recovered from this. So think about that. Almost half. And, the upper end of the total deaths, the one with the most amount of deaths, is China. Followed closely behind by Italy, and then a major drop to the other countries. Look, Italy is coming up on 3,000. The first one right behind it. Yeah, you guessed it, Iran. So we're listening and hearing and what's going on in Iran. But you know, you run down the list of these countries: China, Italy, Iran, Spain, Germany, South Korea, France, then the U.S. So don't make it, you know, some of you on the left, you think you're doing something here, you think you're making it look like it's Trump's fault, you think you're going to hang Trump over it, you're wrong. And how about a little compassion for those people that are actually, honestly, truly suffering through this? Right? Yeah, and I'm not beating this up anymore. I mean, you can only go so far with it, seriously. Otherwise, it doesn't just become boring, it becomes irritating. That's just boring. Anyway, a lot of other news out there that's happening that you need to know about, you need to keep up on, you need to be part of. I do like the fact, though, you know, again, back to it for a second, I do like the fact that, you know, it's giving Trump a real reason to secure the borders. I want to see them come after him. I want to see them tell him no. Italy right now just reporting truly is a roundabout number that they have about, they're reporting a third of the deaths worldwide. And part of that, if you really think about it, part of that is their primary health care. You know, that socialist primary health care that they think is going to work? And it doesn't. Right? All right, some of my GOP friends that are really having heartburn over this whole thing with the coronavirus bill. This is new. I haven't given it a whole bunch of thought. I haven't worked through it. Maybe some of you have. If you have, call me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. McConnell's pushing the GOP to pass it, period. End of discussion. As far as he's concerned, you know what? Yeah, grab your nose, breathe deep, gag, and vote for it. And I don't know how you... I'm not at the pay grade to know how to deal with this for real. Mitch McConnell said that the Senate will pass the House coronavirus package despite its flaws. The reason he's doing it, though, is to show the American people that Washington can work together. They can be bipartisan, but not really. It depends on what's in it. It depends what he's passing it with and what's in it and why. He says, a number of my members think that there were considerable shortcomings in the House bill. My counsel to them is to gag and vote for it anyway. The Senate will take up the House bill beginning Tuesday, and then it's going to move immediately crafting a bigger legislative stimulus package. He says, we're going to move here to warp speed for Senate, which almost, you know, they don't do anything quickly, frankly. McDonald said he's creating a, McDonald, you know what I got in mind, right? McConnell said he's creating a three task forces within the Senate GOP to design a legislation and work with the White House. He's going to sit with Democrats. Senate GOP is focused on ensuring healthcare workers have the resources they need. Small business can survive the outbreak. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but over 99%, and I'm not making up the number, it's a true number. Go look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Over 99% of the businesses in this country are small businesses. Small businesses. Not IBM, not Yahoo, not Microsoft, not Apple, but small businesses. I'm talking about the rest. You know, look on the corner of your street. Small businesses, right? Maybe it's the only restaurant in town or the only restaurant they own. They probably got five or six people easy working for them, maybe more. Family-owned business, small business. Right? The gas station on the corner where there's a mechanic and a whole bunch of other stuff there. Somebody pumping gas, they get an accountant, a bookkeeper, small business. They're the ones that drive the economy. Again, not IBM and Apple. Even the car dealerships, they have small businesses around them in those towns that help support their plants and such. Small business, over 99%. And some of them would be devastated by this. Look, if I can't go do, and we have actually spoken to people in the last few days who have small businesses, right? People don't want you in their house if you're a service business. They don't know where you've been. You might have been in three other places. One of those three places might have had been exposed to the virus. I still can't get the toilet paper thing, though. Can somebody please explain that to me? But so you got to help those small businesses somehow. I mean, I hear some of the larger department stores have, they're going to go ahead and lay off a bunch of people temporarily, obviously. So how do you fix that? I mean, they have a right to go on unemployment. Do we speed it through? Do we make it easier for them to get for a shorter period of time? We're talking about pushing out, you know, income tax payments 90 days at least. Not even filing till June at this point. And you have to make sure that people have what they need to take care of. I mean, the healthcare workers, we need to protect them. Just like we do our soldiers. Well, forget that. We do a lousy job of protecting our soldiers. Look at the VA. We need to directly help American workers and families. They need to, you know, this according to McConnell, this is an uncertain period. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't want to shutter these businesses, right? We don't want them closing down because they have no way of reopening. I don't think that's the right thing to do either. Now, Chuck Schumer, who designed his own $750 billion proposal, I don't trust anything those people put out in front of us. Nothing. He questioned why McConnell's choosing to leave Democrats out of the talks, but he's really not. He says he's got what they, he already knows what they want. They've put it on paper. All he has to do now is take that, sit with his team, come up with something, then meet with both sides. McConnell's already said in other areas that he would meet with both sides. Or he would make sure that both sides meet. Now, the House bill had the support of the President Trump, right, making the coronavirus test free. You know, that's the other thing, too. How many of you guys just go to the doctor and say, test me for this? Your insurance company won't pay for it. You can't decide out of nowhere what you want to be tested for or don't. Doesn't work that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go ahead and send me an email. Let me know how you feel about this or not. You know, Carl and Jerry Goldman, they're going to be doing a, I don't want to say an expose, because that's right. They're going to do their story. They are two owners of one of the stations that the show happens to be on in the Los Angeles area. And they've been in from the start. I've been frequently in touch with Jerry Cerotti Goldman, one of the owners. And our hearts are prayers. She finally got to see her husband, I think, for the first time in 6 weeks. Other than on a camera, right? But she's a perfect example, both of them, really. And Carl, if you're listening, I'm not taking a swipe at you, man, but you know what I mean by this. Jerry works out. She's in good shape. She eats well. She's in good shape. She takes a boatload of vitamins and supplements and such. You know, here she is in the same room as him on the ship. Yeah, they were on the ship in Japan. They were on the one that was off the coast for quite some time. Right in there. And again, I don't know if she got any symptoms whatsoever. I don't think she did. And she was able to come home pretty quick. So even as you get older, as we get older, if you take care, these things won't bite you. And most people don't even know they've had it and they beat it. Or they have minor flu type of symptoms. Just so we're clear as to what it is. So that people aren't running around going crazy, going, oh my God, I think I have it. Oh my God, I'm in trouble. Oh my God, I got a sniffle. I joked about the other night when I said that Tammy sneezed in the supermarket. And they boogied. And then all these places, I get to thinking about all these places down in California. They have drive-up service. Right? Do you have to pay for it first? Before they get there? Because I'm saying is this. So what do? You pay for it in line, then they show up. Somebody touched that box. Or if you give pay them in cash, you've touched the cash. Or you know what I'm saying? I mean, you see where I'm going with this? This isn't as easy as thinking all the drive-ups are going to take care of it. Because it's not that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with it. Now, I promise I will get away from the coronavirus. We'll go check out Twitter and see what the trending stories are there for the next hour. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit for some of you. Others, catch us online, realside.com.